Well, we're glad you're here tonight. Very interesting. All of the testimonies have just gone right along with what I felt like God gave me to preach. And I said, oh, hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Reading tonight from Isaiah chapter 61. As you know, tomorrow we will celebrate Independence Day. And I just felt like I wanted to sort of preach along those lines tonight. And certainly will fit in with the testimonies we've heard. Isaiah 61 and verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you today for your goodness and for your mercy. I pray, God, that you would touch our hearts by the hand of God tonight and give us just exactly what we need in this service, that every heart and every life and every soul would be touched by the hand of God Almighty in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, I'd like to preach a little while tonight on proclaim liberty. Proclaim liberty. Hallelujah. Tomorrow we will celebrate the signing of the Declaration of Independence, signed by 56 brave men who pledged their lives, their wealth, and their sacred honor. Most all of them suffered. Many of them were killed, tortured, imprisoned. They lost their fortunes, but not one of them backed up on the promise of those that signed the Declaration of Independence. They were doctors and lawyers. They were wealthy men. They were landowners. And yet they gave their lives and gave their fortunes that we might enjoy the freedoms and the liberty here in America. It's sad to see those who are trying even now to destroy those liberties that they fought so hard to gain. Those that would hush the church. Those that would try to destroy, amen, the very thing this nation was founded upon, prayer and the word of God and the right to pray and the right to proclaim the word of God. Every day they try to stifle our right to talk about the things of God. Hallelujah. On Ellis Island there stands, of course, the Statue of Liberty. And they said that there were 16 million immigrants that refugees as they came, that they stayed there at Ellis Island there. They were screened and so forth. 16 million passed there. And in time, France, actually a man in France made the Statue of Liberty. And they put it on a ship, brought it over in pieces over there to Ellis Island. On June 1885, they began to put it together. And October 28th of 1886, it was unveiled and the torch was lit. And here is what it says. Here's what it says on that statue. It says, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send those. The homeless tempest tossed to me, I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Hallelujah. Praise God. And millions have passed by that and saw that as their way to hope and liberty and a better life. And we could talk a lot about the Statue of Liberty. We could talk a lot about the war and the things that happened there. But what I really felt like God wanted me to preach about tonight was that proclaim liberty. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The liberty of man's soul. Hallelujah. To the huddled masses of mankind who have longed for freedom, who have longed for liberty, who have longed for something greater than the bondage and the curse of sin in their lives. You see, history chronicles the quest of man for liberty. Amen. Everything you read about history is all about man's quest for a better life. It's all about the quest to conquer. It's all about a quest of men who sought liberty. But I want to tell you, the Bible, amen, gives you the quest of man's soul for liberty. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. History chronicles the political fights and wars. But I tell you, the Bible chronicles the fight for the liberty that sets men's soul free from the curse and the ravage of sin. And what the Statue of Liberty, amen, has meant to millions who came and passed by Ellis Island. Amen, the old rugged cross, amen, stands on Golgotha's Hill for those bloody and those broken and those torn by the tempest and the curse of sin. The cross is still the beacon of hope and life for a world that's lost and dying and on the road to hell. Can you say amen? Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Amen. From the age of conscience, where that Adam and Eve, God dealt with them, and there they openly rebelled against God. And that age ended in just a short while, that age of innocence, I mean to say, that age of innocence, we don't know exactly how long it lasted, but it wasn't long enough. And there it left outside of it a man's, well, of course, we know Adam and Eve sinned, and then they went to the age of conscience, and there it left the first son of Adam and Eve there. He slew his brother, the blood was set on the ground. My God, from there to the age of promise, where God gave Noah promise that the earth will never be flooded again. And he gave Abraham the promise that I'm going to make your seed like the stars of the heaven and the sands of the sea. And these marched, my God, searching, looking for a builder, looking for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker was God. They were looking for a quest of liberty. They were searching for God. They were searching for something greater than themselves. They wanted to know God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Woo. From there, amen, God called a nation, gave them divine laws, appeared to them on Sinai, shook the mountain, took his own finger and etched in tables of stone, amen, 10 divine commandments that are good to this day. Hallelujah. My God, led them through the Red Sea, led them through the wilderness. My God, led them into the promised land. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. And then we went to the kings and that dispensation of human government. Amen. Where David and others ruled Israel. And all of those dispensations, they all had glimpses of hope. They all had glimpses of promise. Hallelujah. They all had high and wonderful moments. But the truth of the matter was, at the end of that age, and after 400 years of silence, my God, man was at an all-time low. Man was bound by the chains of sin. There was no light. There was no hope. There was no liberty. They were bound in the chains of sin. My God, when suddenly an angel shined from heaven and told a little woman, you're going to have a child. Woo! His name is Emmanuel. He's going to be God with us. He's going to be the Son of the Highest. Glory to God. He's going to bring life. He's going to bring liberty. He's going to bring hope. Hallelujah. This thing born in you is conceived of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. A star shine down on the stable. Glory. Some shepherds came. Angels lift the skies up and said, glory to God on the highest on earth, peace and goodwill toward men. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, yeah. And oh, my God. And the earth was forever changed. Hallelujah. And he began his earthly ministry at the age of 12. Amen. He confounded the lawyers. Amen. In the temple. Oh, they couldn't understand him. But finally, at the age of 30, the Bible tells us in the book of Luke that as his custom was, he went to the house of God. Woo! They handed to him the book of the law. Oh, glory to God. Huh? I don't know, but they tell me that they would read through the law. Every year they would read through the law. And so when they gave the law to him, he only read where they had left off last. The last man had read the last verse of Isaiah chapter 60. It was no mere chance. It was by divine appointment of God. And here's what he did, Brother Marty. He said, he begins to read to him, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Woo! Because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives. Oh, great God of heaven, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. The Bible then said, when he read that, that he went and he sat down. Oh, hallelujah. Every Jewish synagogue had a chair that nobody sat in. It was the seat reserved for the Messiah. In case the Messiah come to their synagogue, there was a seat that nobody sat in. And Jesus sat down in the seat that day, and he said, this day the scripture is fulfilled in your eyes. Hallelujah. Woo! And that's when they got ready to push him off the precipice, because they said, you're a blasphemer. Nobody sits in that seat but the Messiah. We know who you are. You're Joseph's son. You're the son of fornication. My God, they didn't know him. He was the Messiah. He was the Lamb. He was the light. He was the good shepherd. He was the rose of Sharon. He was the bright and the morning star. Hallelujah. He was the Messiah who come to proclaim liberty. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise him now. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Woo! Woo! Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, glory. Woo! And here we are, 2,000 years later, and Brother Marty Cogan stands up and he lets us know, I was a slave to alcohol, I was a slave to sin, but standing outside a bar door, there was a stranger came by, and the Holy Ghost came by and proclaimed liberty. Hallelujah. Woo! I said he proclaimed liberty. Hallelujah. The side of him, such as wife, Carolyn, who was a staunch Catholic, who was going to be a nun. Hallelujah. And my sister, Marilyn, Indiana, were such a witness. They finally got her. They got her to come to our church at Springfield. Woo! Hallelujah. And my uncle told her, he said, I'm more holy than the Pope. Woo! She about did a double duck fit. Hallelujah. But little did she know, I said, little did she know that the grace of God was getting ready to proclaim liberty. My God, come out of your bondage. Come out of your sin. Come out of Catholicism. The Son of God has dawned in your soul. The Son of light. The Son of hope. The Son of righteousness. My God, it's time to proclaim liberty. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo. And a young girl stands up. Hallelujah. I went to a Baptist church. I didn't know that much about it. I know they preach Christ. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not taking that from them. Hallelujah. And I appreciate that. But oh, thank God, one day, obviously, this girl got hungry for more than the crumbs that they were giving her. And the Holy Ghost said, I'm going to give you liberty. Woo! I'm going to give you the power. I'm going to give you the Holy Ghost. I'm going to give you something that'll put a dance in your feet and a song on your lips and a shout in your feet and a praise in your heart. My God, aren't you glad? I said, aren't you glad? You know the liberty of the blood of the Son of God. Aren't you glad you know the power of the Holy Ghost? Sister Falch, I love to hear her testify. Knew nothing about God. Knew nothing about God. But something, you hear me? Something in the heart of every man cries for liberty. I said something in the heart of man cries for liberty. Woo! Yes, it cries for political freedom, but there's a cry that political freedom cannot bring you. There's a cry that financial freedom cannot bring you. Riches and wealth cannot bring you. There's a cry inside of your heart that's crying for redemption, that's crying for freedom, that cries for salvation, that cries for deliverance, that cries for hope, that cries for God, that cries for something that breaks the chains that's got you bound. My God, I come to say tonight, it's time to proclaim liberty. Hallelujah. Oh, the tragedy is that when the Son of God, when he read the scripture and said to them this day, this scripture is fulfilled in your eyes, they weren't looking for spiritual freedom. They were looking for somebody that could break the bondage of Rome. Oh, hallelujah. Do you hear me? They were looking for somebody that was going to destroy Rome and set up a kingdom. Hallelujah. And what they didn't realize was that the Son of God came to vanquish the powers of sin. They didn't realize that when he said, I'm going to proclaim liberty, he was going to set them free from the curse and destruction of sin. They didn't realize, hallelujah, that they needed liberty. Amen. In their soul, far worse than they needed liberty in their homes. My God, neighbor, I want to tell you something. The greatest need you've got is to know God. The greatest need you've got is spiritual freedom. The greatest need you've got is to drop the chains of sin and the flesh and the world that'll drag you down. My God, some of you need liberty tonight. Oh, my God. I will tell you tonight, I really felt like my heart was burdened as I begin to read this scripture. And Jesus says to them in John 8, and he said, 8:32, he said, you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed and were never in bondage to any man. They were in bondage to Rome right then. They were slaves of Rome right then. Are you here? How sayest thou, ye shall be made free? Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, now listen to this carefully. Guess what I want to preach to you tonight? Whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Are you still here? Is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the son abideth forever. If the son therefore, hallelujah, if the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. And I felt like the Holy Ghost wanted me to tell some of you sitting right here looking at this preacher tonight, you've been raised in church, you've been raised around the altars, but I'm going to tell some of you right now, you're dragging sins of carnality, you're dragging sins of the flesh, you're dragging sins of lust, you're dragging sins of carnality, you're dragging sins of the world in your heart. Oh, preacher man, I'm free. No, you're not free. I said, no, you're not free. You need to deliver tonight. You need to pray through tonight. You need to get a hold of God tonight. You need to slay the dragons that have surrounded you tonight. You need to kill the war or kill the devil that's dragging you down. You need to kill the flesh and have a revival of the Holy Ghost in your soul tonight. Hear this, old man. You're still. You're here tonight. And you're still looking at all kind of stuff on your phone. You know why? Because you're not free. You're still going places you have no business going. You know why? You're not free. You still got a heart full of evil thoughts. You know why? Because you're not free. Oh, somebody help me preach in here tonight. I said, someone help me preach here tonight. You have no desire to come and pray. Amen. And seek God because you're bound. I said, you're bound by the powers of sin. But my God, I felt like the Holy Ghost said this would be a great night to proclaim liberty. Woo! This would be a great night to stand on your feet and tell the devil, I've been liberated. I've been set free. My mind's made up. I'm turning my back on the world. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to proclaim liberty. Hallelujah. Yea, know you not that it is I that trieth the reins? Know you not, saith the Lord God of heaven, that nothing is hid from mine eyes? Yea, that your thoughts are weighed. Yea, your actions are weighed. Yea, I know thee afar off, saith the Lord God of heaven. And though thou hast proclaimed and professed, though thou hast professed liberty, yea, thou art in the bondage of sin. Yea, I say unto thee this night, I've sent my word to proclaim to you liberty. I desire to set thee free from the chains and the fetters and the sins and the weights that have drug you down. I desire to set you free and proclaim liberty in thy soul this night, saith the Lord. Lift your hands and praise him right now. Oh, hallelujah. 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 My God, my God. Amen. I want to tell you something. There's no need to fool yourself. No need to lie to yourself. My God, some of you right here tonight are struggling. I said you are struggling. And some of you are not even bothering to struggle. You have simply just give yourself over. And you have yielded your servants to sin. Are you still here? You've yielded your mind to the filth and the garbage of this world. You're not making an effort to even pray through. You're not even making an effort to get right with God. And you are a servant of the powers of sin. You're a servant of the curse of sin. You're bound with chains of darkness. And my God, but the Lord want to let you know tonight, you don't have to be bound. There's liberty. There's freedom. There's deliverance. There's the power of the Holy Ghost. You can walk out of here a free man, a free woman, a free young man, a young girl delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. Woo! Hold on, my shala mahaka mahasai. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Oh, glory. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, oh. I'm not Jesus. But I do feel like that the Holy Ghost has anointed me tonight to proclaim liberty to this congregation. I feel like the Holy Ghost has come upon me tonight to let you know it's time to get free. It's time for deliverance. It's time for revival. It's time for renewing. It's time, my God, to get your feet back on solid ground and serve God. A little bit more. Let me close. I think the point's made. I thought about Mother Marty again. She told about, I guess, the man that came in there. Oh, we left that church. We went to another one because they kept preaching that holiness. They kept getting preachers and preaching that holiness. People are so much like Israel after God brought them out. After he brought them through the Red Sea. And all they want to talk about, Brother Marty, is electing a captain to take them back. Would to God we'd died in Egypt. Would to God we'd bat into flesh pots. I don't understand. Understand it. I don't comprehend it. How you could be raised in church and see the curse of sin and ever want to serve the devil. I don't understand it. Hallelujah. I think the reason why people like Brother Marty and Sister Carolyn and Sister Fulcher, the reason why they are so happy and when they testify, they talk about how glad they are to be saved is because they know what sin will do. And too many, let me say it right. You young people that have been blessed to be raised in church and you've never had a dad come in cussing and knocking the doors in. A mama passed out drunk. Are y'all here? My God, you've never seen that. You've never been there. And I don't think you really know how to understand and appreciate the glorious liberty that the cross of Jesus Christ and the blood of the Lamb. You don't seem to understand the gracious liberty of the power of God and the Holy Ghost and coming to church. My God, somebody needs to let you know that there's liberty and you don't want the bondage of sin. I'm not here to proclaim that I've never made any mistakes. I'm not here to say I've never sinned. But I'm here to tell you flat-footed right in this congregation, I've never wanted to serve the devil. Are you hearing me? I've never wanted to serve the devil. Hallelujah. And I have no desire today to serve the devil. My God, I've been liberated. Woo! The bells of freedom are ringing in my soul. Hallelujah. There's something that rises up in me, and I want to shout hallelujah. I want to shout glory. I want to proclaim liberty to every one of you, that there's life and liberty in the power of the Holy Ghost. At pictures last night. Pictures of my boys were just little boys. My boys. There's a picture of Mark there. Smiling. Laughing. Today. Tonight. Somewhere. Dragging chains of drugs and a broken life. Oh, my God. Well, if he was here, I'd say the same thing. I'll guarantee you, if I could get him alone and talk to him, I'd say, Mark, is this the best way to live? I guarantee you, he'd say to me, Paul, he'd say to me, Dad, he'd call me Dad. He'd say, Dad, whatever you do, don't come out here where I'm at. Whew. I promise you, Laura, I promise you, Samantha, if he had anything to tell you, he would say, honey, you better stay in church. Woo! My God! Stay where there's liberty. Stay where there's life. Stay where there's joy. My God, stay! Woo! I plan to stay where there's liberty. I plan to stay in the house of God. I have no desire for the bondage of sin. I have no desire for the slavery of the world, whom the Son sets free. Whew. Is free indeed. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. July 31st, 1838. William Nibbs, a missionary from England to Jamaica. He went to Jamaica, and there, most of those Jamaican people were slaves to just a few wealthy landowners. And he went to partner, and most of them, they were just starting to be, they were white Englishmen who had came in there just enslaved those people, just took them, took everything they had and enslaved them. And he went to England and he pled with the parliament to free him. They killed his children. They burned his missions. Hallelujah. All of his children, I don't think any of his children lived beyond 3 years old. They died. But finally, July 31st, 1838, England proclaimed liberty in Jamaica. They said that when the church bells rang at midnight, they would proclaim liberty throughout Jamaica. Woo! He said they gathered out in the churchyard, and as the bell began to ring, one, two, they began to cry, the monster's dying, the monster's dying, the monster's dying. When it hit that 12th one, they screamed, the monster is dead! Whoa! Hallelujah. Early in the morning hours, and the next morning, he said he witnessed the most touching scene of his life as those Jamaicans had carved a coffin out of ebony wood. And he watched them as they carried it, six of them carried it out to a graveyard. They dug a deep, deep, deep hole. They took the lid off. They took their hats that said slave and threw them in there. They took the whips they had been beaten with and threw them in there. They threw the leg irons they had been chained with and threw them in there. Woo! Everything and every mark of slavery, they threw in that coffin. And then they lowered it and they covered it with dirt and shouted on top the grave. That's been, what, over 200 years ago? As far as I know, Brother Marty, as far as I know, And not a day later, not a month later, not a year later, not 10 years later, did anybody go out there and dig up the coffin and say, I'd like that slave hat again. I'd like to get them chains again. I'd like to get beat with them whips again. Huh? No, brother. My God, they wanted liberty. And I want to know something. If you've been set free from sin, why do you want to dig the chains up? Why do you want to dig the whips up? Why do you want to dig up the things that bug you down to hell? My God, you've been liberated. Turn your back on sin and go to heaven. Hallelujah. Woo! Deliver from slacks. Why? They want to go back and get apparel on. Come on here. Been delivered from makeup and jewelry. Why do you want to put that back on? Come on now. Great God of heaven. You've been delivered from the powers of sin. What in the world got a hold of you to make you go back and pick up the junk you laid down? Holy Ghost spoke to me about 2 years ago. I was preaching one night. He said, oh, Brother Marquis, how would I know if I'm backsliding? I'll tell you a real simple way to know if you're backsliding. If you're picking up things you laid down, then you're obviously going backwards. And all down the journey, you laid aside the weights. You laid aside the stuff that was dragging you down. If you stood up and said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me, the Holy Ghost convicted me, well, when did the Holy Ghost change his mind? When did the Word of God change? I want to tell you something, neighbor. It's time. We got a hold of God. It's time we made up our minds. We're going to live right. We're going to walk right. We're going to talk right. We're going to live holy before the God of heaven. Proclaim liberty. Raised in church, cut her hair. I don't know what all else she did. Her pastor said, well, she had to be. She had forgot everything that she had been taught, and she would be in rebirth. My God. I said, my God, what a bunch of garbage. You don't forget what the Holy Ghost told you. You don't forget what the Holy Ghost spoke to you. Hallelujah. When you get saved, the Son will set you free. You see, right now, I'm seeking God's Holy Ghost power to deliver me from the power of sin. I got some good news for you. Just any day now, he's going to step out on the clouds and he's going to deliver me from the presence of sin. Woo! Glory, hallelujah! Oh, I can't wait for that glorious day of liberty. Hallelujah. Where not only will I be delivered from the power of sin, but I'm going to be delivered from the presence of sin. I'm going to go where the angels are singing, holy, holy, holy. Somebody shout glory. Come on now. I'm going to go in the city of the undefiled. Come on now. I'm going to walk in the city. Hallelujah. Where streets are made of gold. Walls are made of jasper. Gates are made of pearl. Hallelujah. Get ready, neighbor. Liberty is could come just in a moment. Hallelujah. Woo. Apostle Paul understood. He said to live as Christ and to die is gain. He said, whether I live or whether I die, he said, I belong to God. Oh, hallelujah. Folks, I don't know about you, but I'm just waiting on the master to step out on the clouds and proclaim liberty. Come on home. Come out of that sin-cursed world. Woo! Leave the whole, come on. Leave all them cursers and swearers and drug addicts and God-haters and children killers. Oh, my God, leave them behind. It's liberty. Home at last. Well, glory to God, neighbor. It's almost here. I want to tell you, lift up your hands, because your redemption draweth nigh. The one that proclaimed liberty, amen, in Luke chapter 4, that very Son of God is going to step out on the clouds and he's going to proclaim liberty again. And the church, oh glory, the dead in Christ are going to rise. And we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to be with them in the clouds of there. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Liberty! I said liberty at last. Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, what about it? What about it? What about it tonight? What about it tonight? Are you here? Are you dragging chains? I said, are you dragging chains of sin? Are you dragging the chains of the flesh? Huh? Are you dragging chains of bitterness? Are you dragging chains of unforgiveness? Huh? Are you dragging chains? Come on now. My God, are you dragging chains and you can't hardly go? My God, this would be a great night to have a Holy Ghost breakout. This would be a great night for some of you children, moms and dads, to say hallelujah. I'm going to leave here free. I'm going to leave here shouting. I'm going to leave here delivered by the power and the grace of the Holy Ghost. Let's stand on our feet tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Woo!